You're listening to the So You Think You're Intuitive podcast, a podcast to help you reactivate, grow, and trust your intuition so you can live a more empowered and connected life. Join me, Natalie Miles, spiritual mentor and psychic medium, every Wednesday for inspired conversations, guidance, and practical tips on how you can work with your intuition in your everyday life. Because who doesn't want to trust their intuition more? Welcome back to So You Think You're Intuitive. I'm Natalie Miles, spiritual mentor and psychic medium, taking you on this journey to reactivate and trust your intuition. Hello, hope you're having a great week so far. It is Wednesday and it is October 2nd, which means that this episode is the October upgrade message. These episodes are the most listened to on the podcast. I love sharing these monthly upgrade messages from Spirit. I'm actually going to be doing like a weekly upgrade message that goes with each weekly episode. So this monthly episode will be like the overarching theme of the month ahead. And then I am going to be channeling short messages for the week ahead each week. So if you want a weekly message, make sure you tune into the weekly episodes going forward because, yeah, I'm being called to share weekly messages on the podcast. Before we jump into what October has in store for us and the energy that we're being called to look at, I have a couple of messages. Firstly, thank you to everyone who has reached out after reading a blog post that I posted on Instagram, actually, on my Instagram account, I am Natalie Miles. The blog post was called, "Where the Fuck Are You, Spirit?" And it was basically a blog post talking about my experiences over the last month in September around not getting messages, not getting any guidance from Spirit, and really feeling disconnected from my own intuitive gifts and being like, okay, like, what's the point of all of this? What's the learning? And what was really interesting, a lot of the messages I received about it was from people saying, oh my God, I've been feeling the same thing. Like, I've been going through the same things. And so a lot of people were really resonating with what I was sharing. So if you haven't had a read of it yet, I'll put the link in the show notes so that you can go and have a read. If recently you've been feeling disconnected to your gifts, not receiving any guidance and wondering what the point is, I share my learnings and what I've been taking from not receiving any guidance and what it actually means. Yeah, go and have a read of the Where the Fuck Are You, Spirit blog. And in October, it's going to be the 1 year anniversary of the So You Think You're Intuitive podcast. The podcast came out October 30th, 2018. So the anniversary episode will actually be the November upgrade message next month. Just wanted to do a shout out to everyone that has reviewed this podcast in the last year. Thank you for all your reviews and your 5-star ratings. If you enjoy listening to this podcast and feel called, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. It just helps spread the word of this podcast. And some special event announcements. For those of you who've been listening to this podcast and following my work for a while, you'll know that I finished doing one-on-one client sessions in May. But for October, I've got the message to offer giving one-on-one messages, but in a group setting in what I'm calling sacred guidance circles. And so I'm going to be hosting two of these this month, two dates in October, October 10th and October 22nd, I believe, with two different times in the day so that people can join from different time zones. So it's not all just PST, West Coast, Pacific time orientated. These circles are small and intimate with a limited number of people. Everyone's going to get a one-on-one channeled message from me, and you'll get the chance and opportunity to answer two questions as well. And I know that Spirit is bringing together all these groups specifically so that you will also be able to receive messages and guidance from all the other messages that are being shared within each sacred guidance circle. So yeah, if this is something you feel called to, that you are looking for guidance, head to the link in the show notes. There is a link on how you can sign up. The opportunity to sign up goes on sale to the general public on Thursday 3rd. But if you are part of my newsletter group, you will have already received an email about this. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I don't want to wait until the public sign up the next day, but I want it now, sign up to my newsletter and I'll be sending out a reminder Wednesday evening. So that will have the link for you to sign up. And online circle wise, this month there are going to be two online circles. One is a psychic circle, which is going to be happening Wednesday 9th of October. And this psychic circle is actually going to be a space where you can practice giving and receiving messages. I did this in the last month's circle, which was all about feeling gifts. And I broke up the group into smaller groups so that you could practice giving messages. And I had so many comments from people that they really enjoyed it. I've decided to put together a dedicated circle for giving and receiving messages. You can join the circle even if you just want to receive, but it is also encouraged that you can give messages too. This is open to all levels of experience, from the seasoned intuitive to someone who is just practicing their psychic gifts for the first time. This is a safe, held group where you can practice. And I'll also be leading you through a more traditional psychic guided meditation so that you can receive messages, personal messages for yourself, before giving and receiving messages from other people that have joined live. And my more traditional online circle, like I have been doing for the last 6-7 months, is actually going to happen on Thursday, 31st of October. It's going to be a Samhain Halloween circle. We're going to be celebrating our ancestors, connecting to the other side, calling them forward, and having a real celebratory evening of Samhain Halloween. I'm so excited. I did it last year and it was so powerful, and I loved the energy that came through. It was an amazing group, and so I'm really looking forward to spending Samhain and Halloween with you guys. So all the links on how you can sign up to the Sacred Guidance Circle, the Psychic Circle, and the Samhain Halloween Circle are all on the show notes. Right. Let's get into the October upgrade message and what Spirit want to share with us for the month ahead. This October, we are being asked to focus on the embodiment. The embodiment. Bringing to life our values, missions, and core belief systems. A self-actualization. We can think we have values, but are they even real until we walk them? Until we show up in the world embodying them? Unless we have faith and give ourselves the opportunity to be them, are they even real? Or are they just a dream? A figment of our imagination? Is something only real until it shows up on the outside world? Do you give yourself the opportunity to express your values, missions, and core belief systems with others? Or do they just stay private? Do you share your values and wants in your relationships, your partnerships, your communities? Do you express your creativity and honor it? Do you allow your gifts to shine? Are you willing to be authentic and embody your inner self in the exterior world? To be seen and heard by others, that feels aligned in your soul's core? Will you practice kindness to yourself and to others? Will you be generous with your energy, time, or money, but also have firm boundaries? Will you be of service to others, but also serve yourself first and put your needs at the top? Will you walk with integrity in all that you do, in your relationships, partnerships, family, work life, and communities? Can you embody who you truly are, or will the voice of self-doubt or self-sabotage kick in and tell you you aren't enough? Or that these values are for someone else who is better than you? Will you find the balance that you are being called to embrace so you can embody your truth, to step into your full potential? To step into your full potential. Embodiment isn't always an easy process. It can bring up difficult conversations with those around you. Your beliefs, viewpoints, moral compass, and values might feel like they're being tested by others. Are you willing to listen to those around you, but embody what you know to be true? Are you willing to walk your path and your journey, even if it may feel lonely at times? Are you willing to stick up for what you believe in and lead with love, kindness, compassion, and integrity? This is what October is asking us to do. Even when it feels like we can't go on, or something we're expecting to happen doesn't, or something doesn't turn out the way we think, or a relationship shows itself for what it is and it isn't that anymore, or we get let down by someone, or we think that we're not ready and don't believe in ourselves. Are you ready to still show up? What you learned in September through the theme of anchoring in through the restructuring and reordering that September brought up, anchoring in during the darkness where you may have had few little answers, anchoring in where you had to take the leap of faith and just keep going even in the darkness. Whatever you learned last month, now you're being asked to embody it, to shine a light on it and step out into the world in that form. For many, this restructuring and reordering is still taking place. This is going to be an underlying theme as we move into 2020. One of the biggest learnings this month is embodying your values and core beliefs in the unknown, when you don't have answers, when the exterior hasn't caught up yet to your inner upgraded vibration. Will you forget they're there? Will you forget they're there or be swayed by others? Or will you keep walking the journey even if it doesn't make sense, but you know in your heart it does? Will you lead with love for yourself as well as how you do for others? This is a time of reflecting on what your personal values and beliefs are, but to also think about what you expect the values, beliefs, and embodiment of our communities and collective should be. Do our governments embody the values we are aligned with? Do our leaders embody and show up in the world how we expect them to and want them to? Are they living their authentic values? Or are their actions focused on bettering themselves rather than the collective and who they are serving? How can we as individuals be the change in the collective? How can we be part of it? This has already been showing up in politics in the US, the UK, with Brexit, and with the climate marches across the globe, led by the younger generations such as Greta Thunberg, Autumn Peltier, and Isra Hirsi. We're in a time where we're seeing the systems and structures that aren't embodying the truth, that are being used for greed, power play, or dishonesty. We're really seeing things for what they are. This is also connected that as we embody our personal truths, we expect the systems and structures to match that new frequency. Our relationships, our partnerships, our careers, our living spaces, our life purposes, our creativity, our cities, our communities, people we're inspired by, our political parties, our leaders, our environmental policies, our banking system, the systems that are supposed to be democratic and for the people. As the energy shifts and this month of October, we are being asked to practice embodiment. Notice which of these systems and structures begin to crumble in your own personal life and in the public larger sphere this month. But we are ready to match these new frequencies, embody them, and bring them into all parts of our lives as a collective and as individuals. You are part of this collective shift. You are part of the change. You are ready. It's time to embody what you know on the inside and put it into the outside world. Share your gifts, your truths, your visions, your values, your message, your hopes and dreams, your love, and even the messy stuff you keep locked in a box but you know you'd rather express it. It might feel like you're wearing old clothes and they don't fit, but you're not ready yet to discard them and put the new ones on yet. And for some of you listening, you might already have been through that phase and you are so ready to wear those new clothes with pride. This October will help you navigate to put on those new clothes that fit your new vibration, a time of self-actualization. This is a time of honesty, openness, and trusting that even if you're going through emotional times, that you can be your authentic self. And to touch upon the astrology, I always like to share some of the astrology dates. Even though I'm not an astrologer, please go and follow people like Channing Nicholas, Daniel Page, Pam Younghans. But moon-wise, this month, there is a full moon, Sunday, October 13th in Aries. There is a new moon, October 27th. And right at the end of the month, October 31st through to November 20th, Mercury retrograde happens again. Don't go into panic stations. This is actually a great time to get clear on communication and get really clear on things. I find these times great, powerful learning. So even though Mercury retrograde starts October 31st, there's always like a 2-week pre-shadow phase beforehand. So you might notice come the middle of October that you might be getting some of that Mercury retrograde energy where there is poor communication, technology breaking, those kinds of things. And yeah, see it as a time of I have to get really clear on what I'm expressing and how I feel and really embodying that. I mean, this is all connected. This embodiment message that keeps coming through this month is part of the planetary alignment of what is happening. It is all connected. And be aware with the tension of politics across the globe, with the uprising, with the riots happening in Hong Kong, with the climate change marches, there is going to be a lot more of this as the energy picks up throughout the month, because people are wanting to know what the truth is and people are wanting to get involved. And the energy of looking at our leadership and our politics is all going to be really increasing this month in October. So be aware of that. And one other quick thing Spirit want me to repeat is when we really embody who we are, it can cause friction with others. So be aware of that this month and see it as a gift. See those difficult conversations as a real time for you to step into your truth and who you are and being honest and being open and really embodying your values. This is a really important time that we do this and know that you're held and supported by the universe, your guides, whatever label that you like to describe it. Know that you are held and supported during this time. There's also a guided meditation that goes with this episode. I record a guided meditation to go with the theme of the month, and it is basically designed to help guide you and support you during the energy of October, the theme of the embodiment. I love working with the guided meditations that come through. I just channel what I'm being shown by spirit, and I work with it myself to keep me grounded and to help me navigate the energy that's being thrown at us for the month ahead. You can find the link on how to download this meditation at the link in the show notes. But I have a feeling that this guided meditation that is going to want to flow through is all going to be about stepping into that vibration, raising your self-worth, and really allowing yourself to act with integrity and allowing your authentic self to shine. If you're listening and you have a friend or a family member that you know needs to listen to this message too, please share it with them. That's the whole point of this podcast, is to get these messages from spirit to as many people as we can so it can empower them for the month ahead. I love sharing these messages with you, and the November upgrade message is going to come out on the 1-year anniversary of the podcast, which is super exciting. I hope you have a really good rest of your month. If you are interested in joining any of the circles or events that I mentioned at the top of the episode, head to the show notes. All the information and how you can sign up is on there. And I'm going to be back next week with another solo episode of the podcast. Thank you for listening. And if you've resonated with this episode, go and give me a follow on Instagram. I am Natalie Miles, and let me know your thoughts. Right. Enjoy your month ahead and connect to the embodiment. Bye.